This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, the word is called synopsis. Synopsis. I am a wordsmith and I look up words to see about their origin. I found out the word synopsis, part of the word has its origin in the word autopsy, which I couldn't make the connection there. But the word synopsis means a brief statement about the whole, the complete thing. You talk about a synopsis of a book. What's that book about? And somebody gives you a synopsis of the book. What's that movie about that's playing at the theaters? And somebody gives you a synopsis. It's a brief statement about the whole. Well, today, William Barclay from Scotland says the passage that we're studying is a synopsis in two verses, what it means to be a Christian, what it means to believe in Christ, come to Christ, and what it means to be a believer in our day and age. And I think he's absolutely right. It's the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. It's only one more message next week, and we end this series. I want you to turn to 2 Thessalonians 2. I'm going to just reference a couple verses in the first 12 verses, a passage that's about the Antichrist. Most people have heard the term Antichrist, even if they don't know what it is. It's a person that the Bible speaks of that before the return of Christ is going to set himself up as God, set himself up for worship. And that man of lawlessness, is the way he's described in the NIV, is the Antichrist, I believe. Someone in opposition to Christ or in place of. Could be either or both. And I just want to reference two verses out of it, the first passage in verses 7 and 8. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work in our culture. But the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth. What a visual expression, the breath of his mouth, and destroy by the splendor of his coming. What does it mean the spirit of lawlessness is already at work? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that there is, in a sense, a spirit of Antichrist already in our culture, in opposition to Christ. There are people that are more than willing to smile at you and tell you, we don't care what your little Bible says. We're going to do this, and we believe this. We don't care what your church believes. We don't care what your standards are. We don't care what moral code you follow. We want you to conform. We want you to bend and conform to our standard. And you see, Romans 12:1 says, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And yet, we're under pressure in this culture today to be cookie-cutter replicas of everybody else. Just be like everybody else. Just go along in order to get along, is the philosophy of the day. And I think that the Bible speaks about that powerfully, about our culture today. But we're going to focus on the last verses that begin at verse 13. It's a powerful verse, the synopsis of the Christian life in a nutshell. We always ought to thank God for you, verse 13, brothers, loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. And then a benediction, a prayer. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word.
Well, we'll continue this message from 2 Thessalonians 2 tomorrow on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel. For Cross Hope, God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.